This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today is the day. Tonight, I guess I should say, is the night. The deadline for you to let the Federal Communications Commission know how you feel about net neutrality. You've got until midnight tonight to weigh in on the FCC's plan to create a fast lane on the internet. Much weighing in has already been done. As of today, the FCC had gotten more than a million public comments. And you should know, American Public Media, the company that owns this program, is on the record as opposing any creation of a fast lane online. A million is a whole lot of comments. So is anybody going to read them? Marketplace's Annie Baxter has a look at that.
The folks sharing their 2 cents with the FCC include regular people, business owners, and musicians. The band OK Go ganged up with a bunch of other artists to write a letter objecting to parts of the proposed net neutrality rules, which they then posted on the FCC's virtual wall. Lead singer Damian Kulash is worried the rules could crimp the creativity and access to the internet that let his band flourish.
Our big breakthrough was in a video we made in my backyard for $5. Suddenly a band could get directly to their fans with a massive video that we'd made for almost no money.
The FCC says it's putting extra processes in place so all public input is seriously considered. The agency's commissioner and senior staff get summaries of the comments.
It's the ones that do a detailed analysis of particular issues that will really have the biggest impact.
Law professor Christopher Yu at the University of Pennsylvania doubts that the final version of the rules will be shaped by posts and emails from average Joes.
They will be used by whichever side of the debate it favors as rhetorical flourish.
But Blair Levin, a former chief of staff with the FCC, is more hopeful that every comment counts.
This is obviously one of the issues about which the public cares most that the FCC will be dealing with.
And Levin notes there's still a lot that has to be hashed out with the proposed rules, which the FCC hopes to finalize by year's end. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.